Welcome, listeners. It is early in the morning when I'm recording this episode. I got to jump on the day. I've already done my run, and I'm excited to bring you today's episode. So this is Throwback Thursday. Well, first of all, this is Side Hustle School, our daily podcast. But today's segment is known as Throwback Thursday. It's where we take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Now, last week, we heard from a personal trainer who goes from clientless to fully booked. He has raised his rates. He has learned a lesson about burnout along the way. And today, in our latest feature, we're going to hear from Alyssa, the Happy Houseplant seller. The seller of Happy Houseplants. Hopefully, she's happy herself. I mean, she sounds pretty happy to me. Anyway, she sells houseplants, and the business is going well. So let's hear more details from her. Going to hear Alyssa's update. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
So it's been 1 year since I started my online plant retailer business, and I can't believe how much has happened in such a short time. When I first started, I had no idea what to expect. I was just a girl with a passion for plants and a dream of owning my own business. At first, things were slow. I spent my days tending to the plants in my small greenhouse, snapping photos of them to post online, and patiently waiting for orders to come in, but gradually, things started to pick up. One of the biggest challenges that I faced was staying on top of inventory. As a small business owner, I was used to wearing many hats, but keeping track of which plants were in stock and which needed to be restocked was a whole new level of organization. I quickly learned to keep a detailed spreadsheet and to order supplies well in advance to avoid any delays. Another lesson I learned during my first year was the importance of networking. I met so many incredible people through industry events and online forums, and they gave me a lot of valuable advice and support. I also learned the value of being adaptable. The world of e-commerce is constantly changing, and I had to be willing to change with it in order to stay competitive. For example, I really wanted to specialize in bamboo, but for whatever reason, my customers were more into succulents. I've literally sold thousands of succulents, but only a few dozen bamboo plants. Oh well, lesson learned. Despite the challenges, there were also many highlights during my first year. One of the biggest was when I landed a contract to supply plants to a local office building. It was such a proud moment for me, and it showed me that all my hard work was paying off. As I look back on the past year, I'm grateful for all the experiences, both good and bad, that have helped shape my business. I'm excited for what the future holds and can't wait to see what the next year brings. Finally, since we're in the middle of the holidays, I want to take a moment to wish everyone a happy and safe new year. I'm grateful for all the support I've received during my first year, and I look forward to continuing to grow in the years to come.
All right, all right. Thank you so much, Alyssa. And by the way, I just realized that Alyssa's update, this was our final Throwback Thursday of 2022, episode 2189. So thanks, Alyssa, for sharing those updates with us. Listeners, thank you so much for being out there. Thanks for being here this whole year. If you've been around, if you've just joined recently, that's fine too. But anyway, this is going to be a wrap of Throwback Thursday for the year 2022. We've got a bunch of stuff coming up next year, of course. Let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured in the next year from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. And of course, our show notes for today, sidehustleschool.com/2189. That is, again, for episode 2189. All right, take care of yourself. That's all for now. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.